The most important work, after the Dale Creek Bridge was operating, was to get the bridge up and the tracks over it ready for trains at the crossing of the North Platte River. Arthur Ferguson was one of the surveyors assigned to that duty. On Saturday, April 25, 1868, he and others left Omaha at 5:30 a.m. on a train headed west. The next day, a construction train took Ferguson to the end of track, at that point 5 miles west of Dale Creek. Then, on by wagon to Fort Sanders, where he and his party slept 3 to a bed. On Tuesday, May 12, Ferguson opened his diary entry. "This has been a fearful day." He had begun by running the line west of the river, but found that he had lost the tape line and started back over the river to search for it. Everyone piled into the wagon, but the driver didn't know the ford. "The first thing we knew was that the water was floating in the wagon box, and our mules were out of their depth and being swiftly carried downstream by the terrific violence of the current. The wagon box capsized, and all the men were floundering among the waves. Ferguson retained the leveling instrument in his hand, but he got tangled up in the wagon box, which was pressing him down. I immediately saw that it was for me a struggle for life or death, and therefore dropped the instrument." Eventually, he got out, but 2 of his companions were drowned. He said he would never forget the look of awful terror and despair that had settled on their countenances. Attempts to locate the leveling instrument, plus the 3 guns that had gone down, not to mention the bodies of the drowned men, were unsuccessful.